Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited Q2 FY24 conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, Amit.
Yeah, thanks, Malcolm. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining the call today. At the outset, I would like to thank the management for giving us an opportunity to host the call. From the management side, we have Shri Sanjeev Singhal, Chairman and Managing Director, Additional Charge and Director of Finance; Commander Jasbir Singh, Indian Navy retired; Director Submarine and Heavy Engineering; Shri Biju George, Director Shipbuilding; and Commander Vasudev Puranik, Director Corporate Planning and Personnel. Without much ado, I would invite Mr. Singhal for opening remarks on company performance and outlook, post which we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you, Amit, and good afternoon, everybody who is present over there. Wish you a very, very happy Diwali and the festivities associated. As regards Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, I believe all the investors are fully aware. We are a yard which we started with a small dry dock in 1774 and was taken over by the nationalized in the year 1960. And since then, we have constructed 802 vessels, out of which 28 have been warships, from advanced destroyers to missile boats, etc., and 7 have been submarines on two different platforms. Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited is India's only shipyard with a proven track record of building destroyers as well as conventional submarines for the Indian Navy. Between 2017 and 2022, although the period also witnessed and a substantial portion of it was impacted by COVID, corresponding oxygen shortage, and subsequently global shortage of chips, in spite of that, between 2017 and 2022, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders delivered 5 submarines to Indian Navy. In addition, from 2014 to 2023, if we consider this period, during these 9 years, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders has delivered 6 number of destroyers, which are the most advanced warships to the Indian Navy, which amounts to an average delivery rate of 1 destroyer every 18 months. This would favorably compare with the best shipyards globally, in spite of an inferior auxiliary infrastructure available within India. In addition, we are proud to inform that the last 3 destroyers of Project 15 Bravo, we have delivered over a period of 3 years, one in October 2021, which was delivered as per the scheduled timelines, another in November 2022, which was delivered almost 3 months ahead of the delivery timelines, and recently on 20th of October 2023, which is almost 5 months before the contractual timelines. So this is something which is unheard of in this industry, these kind of complicated and large platforms where the telescopic design concepts are there and the design keeps undergoing change. Delivering platforms before the contractual timelines is a very significant milestone. As far as the financials are concerned, I believe the financials are available with you, and we'll be discussing about the financials in detail. In addition, I would like to inform that recently, on 17th of October, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders has signed a contract with Indian Coast Guard, a small contract of 310 crores, with respect to construction of one number cadet training ship. In addition, against a tender for six number next-generation offshore patrol vessels, again from Indian Coast Guard, MDL has been declared L1, and currently we are in the process of finalizing the contract, and we expect to sign this contract by this month's end. This would be around 1,400 crores. In addition to this, what has been informed to SEBI earlier, we have received a LOI with respect to an export order from a European client, and this also we expect the finalization within next 2 months. These together would be in the range of around 2,000-2,500 crores, all these orders. But this provides us a very significant foothold in the export market, and we believe going ahead this can be a significant opportunity. So with this, I would like to hand over to Mr. Amit Dixit back again to take the things forward. Mr. Amit?
Yeah, hi Malcolm, maybe we'll open for Q&A.
Surely, sir. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question we have is from the line of Arvind from ValueQuest Investment Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, I hope I'm audible.
Yeah, you are perfectly audible. Please continue.
Fantastic, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers and best wishes for the festive season. A few questions from my side. First of all, sir, in terms of orders and execution, what would be our order book as of present? What was executed in this quarter, if you're able to tell that?
As far as the order book is concerned, as on 30th September, the order book stands at 37,500 crores. With respect to the execution on a quarter-to-quarter basis, we don't give any numbers. We have indicated earlier that we expect a 12-15% increase in the top line over 22-23. For the present, we continue to maintain this guidance, although there are certain challenges post the issues relating to Israel, but still we are hopeful and we are working on it that we maintain this guidance.
जी सर तो रेवेन्यू गाइडेंस तो आपने बता दिया सर रिगार्डिंग द नेवी साइड ये P-75I और डिस्ट्रॉयर्स के साइड पे सर सम कलर ऑन दैट कुछ नए डिस्ट्रॉयर्स के लिए देयर वाज ऑलवेज सम टॉक्स कि P-15 ब्रावो का फॉलो अप्स वुड बी अनाउंस्ड एनी डेवलपमेंट्स ऑन दैट साइड सर और वी आर स्टिल अवेटिंग क्लैरिटी फ्रॉम द नेवी ऑन दैट
यू हैव रेज्ड टू इश्यूज वन इज विद रिस्पेक्ट टू डिस्ट्रॉयर्स एंड अनदर इज विद रिस्पेक्ट टू सबमरीन
जी सर
सो आई रिक्वेस्ट माई डायरेक्टर शिप बिल्डिंग टू क्लैरिफाई ऑन द डिस्ट्रॉयर्स एंड अवर डायरेक्टर सबमरीन एंड हैवी इंजीनियरिंग कमांडर जसबीर सिंह ही विल गिव द डिटेल्स विद रिस्पेक्ट टू द सबमरीन
जी सर
मिस्टर बिजू जॉर्ज
फॉर द डिस्ट्रॉयर्स देयर इज नो प्रोजेक्ट इन द पाइपलाइन एज अ फॉलो ऑन ऑर्डर नेवी Considering a follow-on for P-17A, that is not as crystallized, that is still at the discussion stage in the naval headquarters. And destroyers, it is the next generation destroyers which are there, that is still not in the horizon. So right now, we are unable to say anything unless it is firmed up. So these are the expectations which are in Navy's, Navy wants to increase their force levels. And these are the projects in the pipeline for which we are strong contenders. That is what we can say at this moment in time.
Very good, sir.
The information that would be available, we are not in a position to assign any kind of timelines. But yes, we expect 8 number of destroyers, maybe likely to divided on 2 shipyards, 4 each. And on a similar line, a follow-on project of 17 Alpha as 17 Bravo. Again, 8 number of frigates expected to be divided on over 2 shipyards. So, considering that MDL has a proven track record with respect to destroyers and MDL is executing the project of 17 Alpha, we are quite hopeful with respect to both these orders as and when they materialize.
जी सर
मरीन आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट कमांडर जसबीर सिंह टू इलैबोरेट
देर आर टू प्रोजेक्ट दैट वी हैव इन द दैट आर इन द पाइपलाइन वन इज द 75 इंडिया विच इज इन कोलैबोरेशन विद द फॉरेन ओईएम
Right, sir.
Already made a bid for that, 6 submarines. On the 1st of August, we have given the bid to Navy. Now it will take a certain amount of time for them to complete the technical evaluation, and thereafter they will proceed on to the commercial part. So this is likely to happen sometime next year if all goes smoothly. That is one.
And who is our partner on this, sir? Sorry to butt in. Who is our partner on this?
TKMS Germany.
Oh. Very well. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And the project which is there, for which we have received a letter from the Navy for 3 additional Scorpene submarines.
Right.
We are preparing the proposal, and within a month's time, we will be handing over the proposal to the Navy for further work on their part to work out the negotiations and then come out with the order.
Very well, sir. Thank you. Just one last thing, sir. This quarter especially, margin performance was exceptionally good. What were the margin levers? Any guidance whether these margin levers can sustain? That is essentially the last question from my side, sir. Thank you. So the drivers of the margin this time, they were very good. Some clarity or some color on that is possible. Thank you.
I have mentioned earlier also, in our interaction with the public, that the margins earlier on the submarines, these 6 submarines of Scorpene project, 5 we have already delivered, and as per the contractual delivery date, there were certain delays on account of which Navy had deducted the liquidated damages for delay, which was contested by MDL that the delays are not attributable to MDL and there are various reasons including the changes in the design. So as such, the delays are not attributable. So MDL's request has been analyzed, and with respect to 2 of the submarines, submarine number 2 and submarine number 3, Navy has accepted MDL's contention, and only a nominal delay has been attributed to MDL. And whatever LD was deducted beyond this nominal delay, that has been refunded to MDL. So on the submarine number 2, we had received the LD refund in the 4th quarter of 2022-23. And for the 3rd submarine, we have received the LD refund in the last quarter. So that has contributed significantly towards the higher margins. In addition, as I have already indicated, that we have delivered the 3rd destroyer 5 months ahead of the schedule. So whenever the deliveries, we are in a position to make any delivery ahead of the schedule, it has a positive impact on the costs and a positive impact on the profit as well. But contractually, our margins remain what they are, between 7% to 8%.
Right, sir. Right. Got it, sir. Thank you very much. If there's anything further, I'll come back at the back of the queue again.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Natarajan from Antique. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, if I understand it correctly, this refund of LD per submarine, it's almost like 160, 170 odd crore. So what is that accounting looking like in this quarter? What is that amount provision reversal that you did? And which line item is that contributing to?
The line item is other operating income, and approximate amount is 162 crores for quarter ended 30th September.
Okay.
In addition, I would like to add that our request with respect to delivery number 4 and delivery number 5, submarine number 4 and 5, this is also under active consideration, and we expect that these two also would get decided in favor of MDL anytime.
Okay. My second question is on the P-75 Scorpene part, the price submission which will be submitted in the month of December. How long would the Indian Navy take the call to finalize the order? I mean, I know it's not in your domain as such, but still from your expertise, you could possibly guess the tentative timeline. When can this particular order get translated?
It could take the negotiations, as the earlier experience goes, could take up to 6 months also.
Okay.
Kind of timeline, because 6 months and above, usually that is the timeline, but we don't know. I mean, there are a lot of
variables are there, so difficult to assign any specific timeline. This can happen really fast also, because this is a follow-on submarines of an existing platform.
Okay.
And number of agencies would be involved which are beyond MDI.
Okay, okay. My third question is on this NGO PV order. Sir, I understand that you are doing marquee orders like destroyer, frigate. Why do we have to confine ourselves to something like a patrol vessel? Is that a strategic rationale for this?
No, this is not confining to a lower category vessel. We are the only one who manufacture destroyers and large vessels. But at the same time, there could be periods where the orders for the large vessels are not there. So simply keeping the yard idle and the facilities idle do not make sense. And it is always better to have multiple customers and multiple products in your portfolio, which always aids in a better top line and a better bottom line as well.
Sure, sure. So my final question will be on the, we understand that the next generation Corvette RFP is not yet out. AON for 8 NGD is also not yet determined as such. So what gives that picture ahead, as in how do we say that yes, we will get this order Corvette maybe by next year, and NGD by technically you are qualified to do that because you've already done destroyer. So what gives that confidence that these things will probably translate in a year or two?
The Navy has assessed our capacities to build this, and also capability, there is no question mark. So now the decision has to be taken for the AON, etc. So that is not in our direct control. So all requisite inputs, whenever it is sought, we are transmitting to the Naval Headquarters and MOD, and it has to get processed there. So right now, as CMD mentioned earlier, we are unable to put any firm timelines by when we will get this order. So we are ready to receive the order. Our capacities and capabilities are in place.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but could you speak a little louder or closer to the mic, because your voice is sounding at its distance.
So what I was saying is that, the timeline, we are unable to commit at this point when we will get the NGC or when we will get the NGD. And NGC is, of course, by competition, so we have to commercially compete with other shipyards. So we will put our best foot forward in these projects, and our expectation is that some of these orders will come to us.
Got it, sir. Got it. But if I have to look at from a realistic timeline perspective, maybe by FY26, Corvette will be awarded. Is that the right way to look at it, or is there some much more color to it?
Actually, we would not like to be speculative. What the strength based on which we are able to say that these orders are there in the pipeline is that number of steps are involved. As Director of Shipbuilding has already mentioned, there is an assessment which has been taken by the Indian Navy with respect to yards which are capable of constructing these kind of vessels. So this capacity assessment has been done with respect to MDL also. So based on this assessment and based on other steps about which we are privy, we have a fair assessment that these projects are there in the pipeline. Timelines is dynamic and dependent on many factors, including the geopolitical situation and the government priorities, which keep on fluctuating as per the requirements.
Got it, sir. I will get back into the queue. Thank you for answering it.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dipen Vakil from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. And congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my first question is on the line of, sir, can you broadly share the breakup of our current order book and its execution period?
Yeah, as far as the current order book is concerned, out of the Project 15 Bravo, which comprises of four destroyers, we have already delivered three. So only one more destroyer remains to be delivered, which we are targeting to deliver by sometime next year. This would be the balance order book would be around 12,000-13,000 crores. As far as 17 Alpha stealth frigates are concerned, MDL is interested with four number of stealth frigates. We'll be starting the delivery of the first vessel next year and subsequently one vessel each year. The approximate value is 17,500 crores. With respect to Scorpion submarines, the balance value with respect to the last Scorpion submarine, which we are targeting for delivery sometime within this financial year or early next financial year, would be around 4,000 crores. And medium refit and life certification, the major order which we received this year in the month of June 23, which is around 2,500 crores. So total is 37,500 odd crores.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. So my next question on the line of, sir, you mentioned Israel-Hamas war has impacted your execution to some level. So can you give us a little more detail around which platform is impacted because of which, and what do you expect going ahead?
Mitigation measures are in place, so we are not sure whether the impact will be there or not. So this is with respect to 17 Alpha frigates. Considering the sensitivity of the issue, we may not like to discuss it in detail. For the current financial year, we believe that we will be able to maintain the guidance, and going ahead also, in between, alternate measures would be developed which can take care of the requirements.
Got it, sir. So from the order pipeline that you shared earlier, so which ones are the ones that you expect to realize in this financial year?
I didn't get you clearly. Can you come back again, please?
Yeah. Sir, I mentioned that from the order pipeline that you mentioned to an earlier participant, which are the orders that you expect to realize in this financial year, in the second half?
I already detailed it out in my introductory opening remarks. We are expecting another order with respect to six number next generation OPVs from Coast Guard, approximately 1400 crores. And most probably one export order from a European client, around 600 to 700 crores, maybe in another 2 months. So total one order of 310 crores we have received this financial year, 1400 crores from Coast Guard. By this month and another 700 crores export order by December and 2,700 crores MRLC which we received in June, July this year. So this would take approximately 5,000 crores of orders for this financial year.
That's very encouraging, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks very much for taking my question. Sir, three or four questions, if I may. The first one is that since we have delivered platforms ahead of time, so the 37,500 crores order book that you have, when do you expect it to get exhausted, and when can we expect the peak revenue? Will it be FY25 or FY26?
It could be FY25. It could be, depending upon if there are any equipment delays, it could be 26. We are currently expecting FY25 to be the peak revenue year. And as far as the breakup is concerned and the execution timelines is concerned, for the previous query, I have already detailed it out in full details with respect to what are the pending orders and by what time we plan to execute them.
Oh, yes, sure, sir. That's taken. The second question is essentially on P-75I. What are the components or subcomponents that we are looking to indigenize in this? That would be different from P-75 or over and above
P-75. As far as indigenization for submarines is concerned, target is to aim for equipment indigenization of as many equipment as possible. Now there are total 165 equipment if you map all the 8,000 components onto the of the submarine. Of those 165, we have already indigenized more than 30. And balance, there are a few of them which are high or critical technology equipment for which there are tie-ups already happening between the foreign OEMs and Indian partners, and those would be manufactured in India. In addition, ab initio, there are many items that those are being manufactured in India. So overall, we will be reaching more than about 60%. That is the target.
And in P-75, it was?
About 32% right now.
So, sir, between 32 and 60, if you can just outline two or three critical high-value components that we are looking to indigenize, that would be great.
Yeah, indigenization of combat system is on the anvil, which comprises the complete set of integrated combat system, the attack periscope, the search optronic mast, sonar, and nav equipment, communication equipment. So these are the ones which are being indigenized. I mean, these are slated for indigenization. Major components, since you asked. In addition to that, there is HVR compressor, which is a critical item for the submarine that is being targeted. So then, you know, these are the major ones.
Okay, and these are expected to be indigenized from the first submarine itself, or it will take like time?
Yes.
Okay.
It should be from, I mean, the target is to ensure that they are, you know, indigenized from the first submarine. But as we go by, more and more critical items will also be indigenized. Then we, that is how, I mean, it will be on an increasing scale as we go across submarines. So, but we aim to do it from the first submarine numbers.
Okay, and in this submarine, since we are taking the QIP system from ThyssenKrupp, so what would be the margins, you know, whether margins would be different for this submarine compared to P-75?
So margins are according to government regulations, so that is according to DAP, and so we are always at about 7.5%.
Okay, so margins won't be different from your submarines.
Yes.
Okay, now
yes, I'm
coming to
the testing group, and also you see we have the other project that we are talking of, additional Scorpion. So that is slightly, if you ask me, slightly ahead of P-75I. So I'm talking in relation to that also.
Okay. So regarding frigates that we have, P-71A, now are we deploying Shakti system in this, or we still have some way to go?
So EW Shakti is there in, at the electronic countermeasure, it is there.
Yeah, so that has been deployed on all the frigates. That will be deployed on all the frigates that will go, essentially. Okay. Sir, one more question. So, you know, till the time we really get the big orders, I mean, destroyers and all, they might take their own sweet time. There are many RFPs for, you know, small platforms like interceptor boats, patrol vessels, etc. So are we going to participate in some of them?
Yeah, we do intend to participate, and we have been participating and submitting bids almost against all the orders, all the tenders with respect to shipbuilding.
And this MRLC, is it a sort of recurring, you know, revenue that we will get every year, or you know, there is like there might be times when there would be a little bit of lumpiness in this?
There is a cycle of normal refit, which is approximately 6 years from the commissioning of the submarine. So considering that our first Scorpion submarine was commissioned in 2017, we expect the normal refit somewhere in 2025. And between 2017 to 22, we have delivered 5 submarines. So there would be a cycle where almost one submarine should be coming for a normal refit every year, starting from 25. In addition, there is a proposal for retrofitting these submarines with the air independent propulsion system also, depending upon the success of the same by DRDO. So in case the AIP system is available, so these submarines will also be refitted with the AIP.
But these will be fitted with AIP developed by DRDO, not by TKMS.
This would, no, TKMS role is not there for AIP.
Okay.
AIP would be by DRDO, maybe some equipments may be manufactured by other manufacturers, and the refitting part and integrating in the submarine would be the responsibility of MDA.
But sir, considering the fact that, you know, we might be executing these refits while we get, let us say, P-75I or even the repeat order of P-75, so are we fully equipped to do all these simultaneously, or something will be delayed or given a preference over the other?
As you must be aware, we have got a capacity for building 11 submarines concurrently. So, and we have, so we would be moving ahead concurrently on all the projects.
Right now we are having submarines. One is the new construction, the 6th submarine of project P-75, and 2 MRLCs. The first MRLC is the target we are targeting for delivery by this year end. And the Scorpion submarine, 6th submarine, we are targeting by last quarter of this financial year or first quarter of next financial year. So this essentially leaves us with only one MRLC. So as such, we don't see any capacity constraints, even if 75I additional submarine and refits start coming together.
And there are no constraints with respect to manpower also. We have the skilled manpower in place.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. The last question from my end essentially would be that in exports, apart from this, you know, letter of intent that has been signed with a European country, are we also trying to get some more or export orders or, you know, collaboration like we had with one Russian naval yard? And also, if you can highlight the key aspects of this master ship repair agreement that we have recently executed with US, when we can expect revenue from there?
Yeah, for export orders, we have been making consistent efforts in the past couple of years, and this is the first order that is almost come to be materialized. Now, we have also explored the export market, and we are in touch with a number of clients. So, at present, again, as I said, we are unable to predict, forecast whether any order will materialize, but we have given some techno-commercial bids to some of the clients, and depending upon our capacity, we may have to go for a combination of building it in-house and through subcontracting if those orders materialize. And as far as the MRSA is concerned, we have been registered as one of the repair yards in the country, along with the Larsen & Toubro, and we will get the future tenders whenever it is getting floated. As of now, they have not given anything, so and they have also not indicated when the next repeat is likely to come.
Okay, got it, sir. Thanks a lot for answering my question.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Arvind from ValueQuest Investment Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sorry for coming back on. Just one question, sir. At present in our revenues, what would be the breakup between new build versus repair, ship repair? If you can give us some clarity on that, if it's possible.
Currently, the repairs is a small fraction only. It's primarily the new builds. The only repair which we are undertaking right now is the medium repair and life certification, which is an order of 2,700 odd crores. As far as this quarter is concerned, there has been a very small contribution from repairs.
Very helpful, sir. That is all from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will give it a moment if there are any questions. The next question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, just one last question actually. So the thing is that, you know, can you split the cash balance between our between advances and our own cash?
Our own cash would be to the tune of 2,400 crores.
And this is the and it is expected to remain at a similar level, and this is the sustainable level of cash that will remain on the balance sheet.
So not necessarily, it would depend upon the dividend payout brings it down. If any capex plans are there, it brings it down. Of course, we keep on earning also on a quarter-to-quarter basis, but this is a fluctuating figure. So it cannot be a stable or stationary figure at 2,400 crores.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Dixit for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Malcolm. Thanks, everyone, for sparing your time this afternoon for this call. And I would especially like to thank management for very patiently answering the questions of participants. Thank you, sir. I would like to turn the call to Mr. Singhal for any closing remarks, sir.
It's always a pleasure to interact with the investors and clarify their issues, and we also get to learn many things and what is the market expectations. We can only state that the company has been doing good, and going ahead we expect the company to do better. So this is the only assurance to the investors. I once again wish a very happy Diwali to all. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.